The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment on Tuesdays. Good morning. It is the 12th of April, 7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
And how are you?
I'm doing well.
And did you miss me yesterday?
Of course, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
You were gone yesterday.
I was gone. That's why
you and I were both gone.
Okay. I didn't know you were gone, too.
You didn't know I was gone?
No.
It's a long story.
Oh, you were turkey hunting?
Yeah. Well, it was a survival course, let me tell you. Anyway, what's the weather look at? I can tell you what it's like up at Lake Almador. It's cold. It's blizzardy. It's windier than hell. That's what it is up at Lake Almador. What is it around here?
Well, it looks like it's currently 34 degrees. It looks like today...
did you say 34?
34. It looks like today we have a chance of showers later on. It's going to be sunny.
Let's hope
a chance
so.
Of showers with a high of 59, a low of 37. Tomorrow... it says rain and snow likely than showers. I don't know about the snow, but hopefully the rain. High 58, a low 44. Thursday, showers. High 57, a low 45. Friday, showers likely with a high of 64, a low 49. Let's see. Saturday, a high around 62. Showers likely mainly before noon, mostly cloudy with a low around 41. And Sunday, a slight chance of showers with a high around 70 and a low 45.
Well, the weather reports are brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, outstanding business. It's based out of Anderson. It's a better-known business. Although propane comes out of one tank, usually. And so the difference is the customer service. And they have just outstanding customer service. Great, great, great people down there. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-37-9-3. Now, what special day is it today?
Grilled Cheese Day. National Grilled Cheese Day.
That's it?
Let's see. I think there's probably a few more.
National Grilled Cheese Day. Come on.
All right. Colorado Day. Big Wind Day. I'm not even sure what that's about.
Big Wind. Is that with the W-I-N or W-I-N-D?
Wind Day. W-I-N-D.
Okay.
Only Child Day, so I guess it's my day.
Okay. Hey, I am here with Turtle Bay, one of my favorite times of the month, and I am here with David Mung, who is the marketing and such and such and such.
Yeah, such and such and such. That's usually what I say.
And Julia.
Hello.
Good morning. She's in charge of the collections and exhibitions. Tell me about King Tut.
I was hoping. We've been playing the song at work, too. We are super excited. We have a traveling exhibition. It's replicas of King Tut because they don't let the real stuff out of Egypt anymore.
You know, you talked about that before. Now, I saw an exhibition of Tut stuff.
Yeah, they traveled it for a long time around the United States.
Well, see, I thought it was. And it was in New York, and it was must have been, I'm thinking... around 9/11 time frame, somewhere around there. So it'd been.
There was a second exhibition that was a lot of holograms and things. Is that the one that you saw?
No, this one was. So it had to be 2001.
Okay, because they took the stuff and haven't been circulating it since
for a long
like
time.
The 80s and yeah.
So it must have been. Kind of like what we have, but it's beautiful. I mean. If you didn't know.
Well, and we want people to know because we want people to understand that those artifacts are very important to Egypt, and that's why they stay there. That tour around the United States actually, really wore some stuff out.
Well, I can imagine.
And I know a lot of people are coming in to see it who've seen the real thing and said, you know, this is really good, and I can actually get closer to it. I can talk to my kids about it.
Yeah.
I'm not worried.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, normally we don't do, quote-unquote, replica shows, but in a case like this, it's different. Plus, the Egyptian artisans who make these things are licensed by the government. They have access to the real designs. And they're made specifically to be in exhibitions like this, not just like for private collectors.
So they make them a little bit hardier.
Well, yeah, they travel better.
Better.
And they're not really, like some of the things that would be incredibly heavy from the tomb are not.
Oh, okay.
Because
the sarcophagus.
Yeah, that sort of thing is just a lot lighter.
I have a question for David, though.
Yeah?
David, when you're in the museum at night,
mm-hmm.
and the lights are down, is there any mummies walking around?
You know, sometimes you do hear a little bump in the night. It's a little tough when you're leaving later in the evening.
You look over your shoulder?
Yeah, I usually don't stay long enough to see if it's an actual mummy. I just kind of head to the door.
Okay, but, that's a good idea.
Mostly they're just dancing and playing music.
Yeah. There's always a party down at the King Tut exhibition.
Okay, so how many pieces are in this? Or can I even ask that?
Oh, it's like 125 different objects that are presented very beautifully. The gallery's black. Thank you, Hampton Painting, for coming in and dealing with black paint in our gallery, which is never fun to do.
Oh, my gosh.
And all the lights have amber gels on them to give it a mood. There's a soundtrack. It's an experience. You're getting greeted by someone at the door who's letting you know what's going on. We have guest services in there to explain things to you. It's a very traditional exhibition in that there's not the kind of interpretation we would do necessarily to get people going. Because we know our audience, and we know we have to add sort of things to get people going. But
well, here's a picture. Yeah. Okay, well, as an example of that, there's King Tut, and he's holding a semi-automatic rifle. I mean...
No.
No. Oh, we didn't do that one?
Not that kind of getting people going. No, I mean like...
He's not carrying concealed
weapons. I mean
just
explaining the things about it being, you know, the replicas and stuff like that. But they're getting that talk from the guest services person at the door, or the volunteer, depending on what day it is, which is really vital. And I think we in Reading know that we get a lot of tourists, but we have a lot of people who never get to really go anywhere, especially kids.
Yes.
And so we have this, we think our mission, part of our mission, is to make sure that everybody gets to see things that they would normally have to drive to the Bay Area or fly to Los Angeles or something to see. To spark their interest.
No, I understand. And we had on some, yesterday, some teachers with, you know, for elementary kids.
Mm-hmm.
And how, and I'm not getting into COVID, so don't start, but when they wore the mask and they couldn't go to places and the impact it had on kids' lives and their learning. And now we've got everything opened up again.
Yeah.
And that they can come in to see a great exhibit that travels all over. Is this one all over the United States or all over the world?
All over the United States, and it has been to children's museums, which sort of shocked me because it is very delicate. But people get it, and they're very respectful. We can't take photos in there. That's a new rule with the show because people were taking irreverent selfies. It is a tomb. You know, that's don't... Don't take a selfie with yourself doing something rude to one of the statues. And so the owner of the exhibition said, you know what?
I was going to say a selfie with, you know, with King Tut behind me.
No.
It's like, you know, but I guess if it's, you know, me kissing King Tut, that might be, you know.
Yeah, it was a little bit much. So he said, you know, how about we don't take pictures in here anymore? However, because marketing has taken a bunch of beautiful photographs, and I think we might be offering some postcards in the store soon.
Yes,
we do have the show for 6 months, so.
Getting some beautiful postcards printed out from the store.
Yeah, that's going to be really great, you know.
I'm going to start off this first segment of the morning at 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to give away 2 tickets.
Awesome.
To Turtle Bay. And it's going to be, so you can go down and see King Tut. Or you can take your child with you and go down and see King Tut exhibition. Because it's great. And if you give me a call at 605, if anybody's up and got your phone there, you know, a lot of times they just hold coffee and they're listening. Get the phone. 605-4567. You get 2 tickets to go see King Tut and the rest of Turtle Bay. Well,
there goes the phone.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I'm going to give away some more, too. So if you didn't get it this time, I'll give some more away during this half hour. So let's take a quick break. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at B&T Satellite. B&T Satellite has been here for 30 years. And what can I say about B&T Satellite except... that Doug Tooley has been doing an outstanding job. He is Redding's dish premier local retailer, providing our area with the best value, service, and technology. You want an expert, and it's Doug. You don't want to call the 800 number, because if you call the 800 number, you don't get Doug, and you don't get the support that Doug Tooley and B&T Satellite can give you. And you can see why Dish is America's simple, reliable home entertainment solution. I've got Dish. Had really never had a problem with Dish. And if I ever had any type of problem, I just gave Doug a call, and one of his guys was there immediately. So that's B&T Satellite. You can reach them at 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call Doug. All right. We'll be right back with Turtle Bay.
Did you know the role of district attorney is as important as our sheriff? It's true. The district attorney is an underappreciated office that protects our community. Law enforcement officers make the arrests, but it's the DA that decides if the suspect is prosecuted. That's why we need Eric Jensen for district attorney. Eric Jensen's an experienced attorney who shares our conservative values and will ensure the office of district attorney is both transparent and accountable to us, the people. Join me in voting Eric Jensen for district attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Everyone should feel safe in Shasta County, period. This is Baron Browning. Being a father and a Marine, and the Mayor of Anderson has taught me that effective leadership comes from the willingness to put your own agenda aside and communicate with everyone. The people of Anderson did just that, and together we've made it one of the greatest and safest communities to live in. Let's make sure that all of our public safety personnel are not hamstrung with low funding and staffing by providing them the resources needed to keep our community safe. Vote Baron Browning for Shasta County Supervisor, District 5.
Paid for by the committee to elect Baron Browning for Supervisor 2022.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and the Tap House rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House Pizza, Pasta, Grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes. We do little dishes. We do internet dishes. We even do dish dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Our faith, family, and freedoms are under attack, and these last 2 years have shown we can't rely on government bureaucrats to defend us. It's time for local conservative citizens to step up and stop politics as usual. It's time for Eric Jensen. Eric Jensen will ensure the Office of District Attorney is both transparent and accountable to the people of Shasta County, not some fellow political cronies. As a mother and a concerned citizen, I'm voting Eric Jensen for District Attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
We'll be right back.
was a young man, he never thought he'd see people stand in line to see the boy king. How'd you get so funky? Did you do the funky?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, it is 7:20 in the morning. It's 33 degrees out there. I'm choked up just looking at it. And I'm here with Julia and Danny from Turtle Bay. Of course, Julia has all the exhibits. And, you know, let me just say this. You did such a great job.
Thank you. We try really hard to make sure people enjoy the museum.
Well, you know what? You just do so well. And I'm sorry. And David Monk. I don't know why I called you Danny.
David Monk. Anything.
Yeah, you know, as long as it's not.
Just the D-man. Yeah.
It's the D-man. Yeah, I should go, it's the D-man. And David. And David, who's got all the marketing and PR. Now, big day today.
Yes.
It's an anniversary today over there at Turtle Bay. David, you want to tell us about
it? It is today the 25th anniversary of Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp over at Turtle Bay.
Yes.
And now Julia knows a lot more about that since she's been with us for 25 years.
I was standing there on opening day. How many other people were
there?
Yes.
You've been there that long.
I had my 25th anniversary on March 31st.
My gosh.
And so this is a big day for me.
Yeah.
But I know that people out there were there because I've had grown-ups tell me that they were children on that day running in that front gate the first time. So that's pretty exciting. And we're not celebrating today. We have a little exhibition about 25 years in the Mill Building right now that you can check out, which also talks about how the Forest Museum got started.
Well, how did it get started?
Well, back in the 80s, a local group had a great idea. So you know, people know Rocky Maine. She passed away years ago, but mm-hmm. she was one of the driving forces behind it, as well as some other figures, and then Trudy Vaughn, who's still around helping me do things, was one of the other people, and they got this idea to do a timber, like a logging museum, and they went to the city and said, hey, you know that spot down by the river, Turtle Bay, do you think we could have some of that for a museum? And the city, you know, they got these holding agreements through the years, and then the Alliance of Reading Museums happened, and studies were done, and there were going to be all these separate museums on the site. So think Turtle Bay-sized museums, but lots of them. And they were like, you know, this might not work. Maybe you should just do a thing, you know.
Yeah.
But the forest camp was the first part of the build-out of Turtle Bay. We had merged on April 1st, mm-hmm. but, of course, the museum had been being built before that. And then we opened the forest camp and to great fanfare. It was a lovely, wonderful thing. And then slowly we've built out over the years to the museum, which is having its, what anniversary is it having in June, David?
It is the 20th anniversary of the museum on June 11th.
So the actual building.
Turtle Bay Museum.
Yes. 20th.
Yes.
Wow. Okay, so what's in the forest camp for people who maybe haven't been there?
Yeah, so we have
to believe.
The Mill Building, which is built to represent an historic mill. In fact, parts of the building, like if you go inside and look at the floors and the old beams, they're actually from a mill in Anderson that mm-hmm. closed. And so over the years, we've blended the forestry message with the animal message because...
Is there a saw blade in there?
There's lots of saw blades.
Like the big saw blade that would cut the trees?
Yeah.
Or cut the lumber.
So there's a lot of equipment to explore and a lot of forest history, but there's also this blend with animals because we're talking about what happens in the forest. And so, and also that's where a lot of people go to play since we have learning mm-hmm. play outside, which is a lot of fun. And then, of course, we have wildlife woods. You can go and explore that in the Interpretive Forest, which is a walk across Northern California. And that's been there. That has been there since 1993 when they started planting it. Because after the Fountain Fire is when they started working on that. And things have changed over the years. So anyone who hasn't been there in a while, we completely redid the playground out in the front.
Uh-huh.
We have a little Babe's Corral with Babe the Blue Ox. That's Paul's friend. Corral for the little guys under five so they don't get run over by the big kids. We have high climbers. We've got a lot of really adventurous stuff going out there. And on May 7th, we have an event sponsored by Union Pacific. It's Train Day. It's actually National Train Day.
And when is this?
May 7th.
Okay.
And we're going to be using that day kind of as our anniversary of the forest camp because we're also running the steam donkey. So we'll have live steam, going in the forest.
And people are going, a steam donkey. No, no, it's not a real donkey. No.
It's a replacement for a donkey.
It's a replacement for a donkey, and that's why they called it a steam donkey. Yep. What it does, it provides steam so they could use it out in the
It's pulling power.
Yeah, so they can snake trees through and all those kind of things.
And so we'll be running the steam donkey, which belongs to Sequoia National Forest but lives with us. And so my donkey punchers who were there on opening day in 1997 will be there.
Donkey punchers.
That's what they're called.
I don't
have
a donkey called. Puncher.
That's
I want to be a
donkey
puncher.
Donkey punchers, yeah.
And we don't mean they're not punching.
They're not punching the donkey. Well, sometimes they punch the donkey when it's not behaving. But and then
donkey doesn't care.
And we're really excited because the Shasta Cascade Rail Preservation Society, Scraps, is going to be out there with us as well with a booth.
Okay.
And there's going to be tons of events and things out in the forest camp. So a lot of, like, things happening in the forest camp, which hasn't happened for a while around history. So it'll be a lot of fun. That's exciting for us. And then the whole month of June is all about the museum.
Yeah.
I mean, marketing went far. They even created branding for it.
As well it should be. Okay, so what's the branding? Or can you mention that?
I can mention a little bit. We've got a nice 20th anniversary logo for Turtle Bay. Kind of reminds me of like a Disney or SeaWorld anniversary logo. So excited to reveal that. We'll have some T-shirts and stuff for our staff and some for sale as well for the 20th anniversary. But, yeah, the whole month of June we're going to be doing some different giveaways, raffles. June 11th is the big day, where we'll be having the opening of our new pterosaurs exhibit on June 11th. So some flying dinosaurs in there. To excite everybody.
Ever since I saw that Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park scared me as a kid.
Watch the giant chickens, yes.
Okay, well, that just aged me because when he said I saw it as a kid. And I'm like,
I'm sorry.
A kid. It was just, you know. But Linda reminds me when I say talk about something that happened a couple years ago. She says, "Sonny, when did that really happen?"
That's 25 years ago.
Yeah. No, that's exactly. Oh, yeah. I guess that was a couple of decades. Okay. Well, that's okay. I forgive you for that. This is going to be a great summer.
It better be.
No.
Fires.
We've been saving it. 3 years worth of summers just to
please,
go all out this
can
year.
You say that? You know,
no fires.
No fires.
We should, you know, we all get together and say more rain, but we should also be saying more. No, or no more fires. We don't need them. Yeah. We've had our quota. You know, if you want to really have a fire, and just my opinion, how about down in Sacramento at the Capitol building so they can see really what a fire is like? Maybe they get the idea of clearing forest. But I do have comments on that later, in the show. Okay. King Tut. Today's the 25th anniversary of the Paul Bunyan Outdoor Camp, all types of things going on. In June, it's going to be the 20th anniversary of Turtle Bay. Oh, all types of neat stuff. And I have three tickets. Okay, I told you I was going to give away three more. Yeah. Somehow I got five tickets. Was I supposed to have five?
You're supposed to have five. I can give you, you know, some more if you want.
Well, every time you give them to me, trust me.
Uh-huh.
They go out the door.
He keeps giving them away.
605-4567. You get a three-pack. So, There you go. We've given them away. And I will be giving away more because David feels for the station. And so he'll come over. Yep, two phones are ringing for the tickets. Okay. Last, anything else?
Yeah, well, right now we also, more things going on at Turtle Bay.
Okay.
It is our spring plant sale. So we had our big plant sale the first weekend of April, but we've extended the sale prices all the way through May 28th. So for the public, it's 20% off at our Turtle Bay nursery. If you're a Turtle Bay member, it is 30% off. And our nursery is special because we specialize in plants that actually grow here in Redding. We've got California native plants, drought-tolerant plants, and when you think drought-tolerant, a lot of times your head might go toward, like, yellows, browns, not too colorful, but we've got every color of the rainbow for plants that you can grow right in your own backyard here in Redding that'll
drought
survive
in
through
the drought.
Yeah,
right.
In a drought.
Okay. Go through the drought.
Don't need a ton of water.
Because we're cutting back.
Yeah.
And you're going to be cutting back, I can just bet you that we're going to be cutting back on our watering as we, you know, as we probably should. We're sitting on an aquifer. We don't need to, but I understand. You know, water has become such a problem here in California. We all need to save every chance we get.
Mm-hmm. But you can still have a colorful front and backyard.
Yeah.
At the Turtle Bay Nursery, getting some trees, grasses, all kinds of plants over there. So it's off of North Market Road, 1100 Arboretum Drive. And if you don't have a Turtle Bay membership, it'll get you that extra discount at the nursery, but also it gets you year-round access to Turtle Bay to come to all of our events. It's $90 for a family membership, kind of our best deal we have going.
It's the best deal ever.
Yeah.
That's for two adults and four kids.
Exactly.
Don't even have to be your kids.
You can just gather kids wherever you can find them. Grab the neighbors. We're going to Turtle Bay.
You got to be 18 and under.
Yes.
So when I brought my grandkids, or my kids and grandkids, grandkids got in okay. Mm-hmm. But their parents had to pay.
Not kids
but
anymore.
You know what? They had a wonderful time. That was back when we had the dinosaurs.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Last call. Like David said, membership's a deal. People are coming back more than once to see King Tut. They're coming with their family. They're coming on their own to look at everything. They might have come with a school program. We've had zillions of school kids through, and not just the little guys we usually see, but like fifth and sixth and junior high.
Oh, this is King Tut.
Yeah, and it's been really wonderful.
This is King Tut.
Yeah, so you get in there. The summer's got so much going on. You can come back over and over again with that membership.
Okay, we have Dr. DeNuca on the line. Dr. DeNuca, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Good morning, Carl. Thank you for taking my call. Hey, I just want to give a shout-out to Turtle Bay. They do a great job. They're a great asset to our community. When we decided to raise our children here, Turtle Bay was a very important reason, a very important part of that. So, you know, many of our kids from this area can't go to big cities to see the big museums, and Turtle Bay always brings great exhibits. So just a shout-out to them. Great job. Carry on, please. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
you. You know, and he's a big supporter of events around here.
He's been a huge supporter of Turtle Bay.
Huge supporter of Turtle Bay. Because he believes in it.
And their family's been very involved with us. Yeah.
And I know we're going over, but I have to mention one more thing. The Marine Corps.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I saw a couple years ago, it's been a couple years, oh, maybe not a couple years, but at least last year, I saw where the Marine Corps has a traveling art exhibition. So who do I call? I called
and the Marine Corps.
Julia Pennington Cronin and the Marine Corps and said, can we get together? And you took it from there.
2023. Winter, January 2023.
And now, yes, that seems like a long way away.
It's not.
But it's not.
But it
takes them that long to get all that. And the Marine Corps pays to have them here.
Yeah, this particular exhibition is nice because they pay for it. And there's a lot of potential programming to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's up at a couple of other really great exhibitions at the same time. So people have a lot of things to see. And we're really excited to be working with them. So it's... The art is from artists who are actually artists in the Marine Corps who were embedded as artists. It's one of the reasons they were chosen and dragged into the Marine Corps is that they're actual
Nobody
artists.
Gets dragged into the Marine Corps, Julia.
I know. They were encouraged to become Marines because of their art. It's not just that they were Marines already and started sketching.
It's because they were artists,
right.
and they were in combat. They were
right.
in combat zones, and they produced beautiful works of art, and this is the kind of art we're going to see.
Exactly.
From Marines that have talent.
Right, that were right there in it. They're not taking it from photographs. It's like what they experienced.
So it's going to be awesome. So, and I so much appreciate when I told you about that, you didn't. Oh, okay, Carl. You know, pat me on the head, send me on my way. No, you jumped right into it.
Well, we weren't going to be able to get it. It was fully booked, but somebody dropped out and they rearranged some people and they called me and said, "Guess what? You can have it. Pick a date."
Well, I told them everything I could about Reading and about Turtle Bay and about this being just a home of veterans and that this would be a great place. And so. Yeah, this is the first exhibition up here. So, great.
It's going to be really good.
Thank you so much. Today, the 25th anniversary of the Paul Bunyan Outdoor Camp. In June, the 20th anniversary of Turtle Bay. There's so many things going to happen this summer. And that just gets us ready for Festival of Lights.
Yeah.
That's coming quickly, too.
Oh,
before we know it, it'll be back around.
There you go.
I know. Well,
and this year, they're going to have 8 tiny reindeer. Okay, maybe not.
Maybe
I'm
one.
Over. Maybe
one
medium-sized
reindeer.
Okay, all right.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Okay, let's take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Bastiani Arms. John Bastiani's been doing this for 12 years, and he has been a great success. Why? Because of his outstanding customer service, because John Bastiani has the firearms that you're looking for, all the accessories. This is where we buy our guns, is at Bastiani Arms. Veterans. Veterans get discounts there. He's open Tuesday through Friday, so he's open at 9 o'clock today. You can give him a call at 222-8222, or better yet, stop by 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Take a look, see how great it is in there. That's Bastiani Arms. We'll be right back.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, $250,000 is up for grabs for 600 of the toughest cowboys and cowgirls. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets on sale now at the Red Bluff office or online at redbluffroundup.com. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is family night, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows and Red Bluff Dodge. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Chancey Williams.
I've been living on rodeo, cold beer, and on Copenhagen.
And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Red Bluff office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
I'm Sandra Jennings. I've been an astrologer for over 50 years. My expertise in studies of the movements of the sun, moon, and planets and how they relate to each other can help me to identify your best possible life using your birth chart or yearly solar return. Contact me through Facebook at Sandra Jennings or Sandra Jennings Astrology, or email me at sandrajennings85@gmail.com.
You know that I'm falling in love.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. We're on 7 to 9 AM Monday through Friday. Good morning. It's 36 degrees out there. What's going on here? Here on the 12th of April, 2022. This portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash, where I am going to right after the show, because my truck's been up in the mountains using it for turkey hunting, and it's recognizable as a truck, but we're not sure what the color is right now. And so Quick and Clean Car Wash is where I go to. So if you head on down to the Quick and Clean Car Wash, which is on Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros, you get a great car wash. Special soap, special wax they use, make your car, truck come out looking great. If you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. You buy 10, you get 3 free. You go through that brushless, car wash, and then really nice people at the end take these nice soft clean towels and wipe your vehicle off. Really nice people there. Quick and Clean Car Wash. Okay, so what's happening? I leave a day, and what happens? I'm not going to get into national stuff. You know what? It gets kind of pathetic. But let's get into what's going on around Redding here. They're going to be talking about the meeting very soon about what's happening down at the Civic Auditorium and Rodeo Grounds. Is this going to be a project that we can all be proud of that does a lot for our community, or is there going to be other things going on? People have to keep an open mind on this, my friends. I know the people that are doing this. I know that they've been born and raised here in Redding. They look at this as they're kind of like what their legacy is going to be. They're not going to put, in my humble opinion, they're not going to put a bad place down there. It's going to be something that works for our community and works for the citizens of our community, and it's going to be good. So make sure, though, that you get your ideas in, or you make your comments there on what you think. And the city council wants to hear from people. I mean, I've filled out surveys. I've been to meetings. It's just something that it's going to have a huge impact, a huge favorable impact, in my opinion, on our community. Now, I want to remind you about tomorrow night. It is the Chamber of Commerce has their candidates forum. It'll be down at the Sheraton Hotel. It starts at 5. I think doors open at 4:30, and you get to meet the candidates there. They have refreshments, and we'll broadcast it again. So if you don't get a chance to listen to it tomorrow night, then you can just go to our website, and it'll be on the front page of our website, just like the last one. The last one is still up if you didn't hear that one, and you'll be able to hear all 5 candidates that are running for the supervisor position in District 5. And that's tomorrow. The state of California, I can't help it. State of California they passed this duplex housing law. And for some reason, the cities in California just took a little bit of umbrage about this. Why? It says here, because it allows, it went into effect January 1st. It allows property owners to build duplexes and, in some cases, fourplexes on most single-family parcels across the state. That means the house next door to you that has a backyard, they can put a duplex in there or a fourplex. They don't have to add. They don't have to add parking. No. And the Housing and Community Development Department confirmed it has received complaints about 29 cities, but they've had over 240 cities which have opposed the bill and have pushed back against the state with ordinances that would severely curb. Like this one, this one city declared itself a mountain lion sanctuary. The whole city. And we're a mountain lion sanctuary. I'm sorry, you can't build it. You can't build duplexes here and fourplexes in, you know, single-family areas. Let's go to the phones, Nick. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Let me make a comment about the deep duplexes, and then I want to go back to the project down at Turtle Bay. You know, the state passing this takes away the say-so of the local community. And we don't
absolutely
need to
the state can force the communities into building, letting people build fourplexes in a neighborhood that it's that was zoned for single family residential housing.
They're taking away our say so. Getting to the Turtle Bay project, the civic center and the posse grounds.
It's okay.
What is that? Is that about 50?
It's the Reading Rodeo Association.
Yeah.
And Asphalt Cowboys, yeah.
It's about 50 acres.
No, it's 29 acres.
Oh, no, it's more than that, but I don't want to argue with you about that.
Okay, I'll go look it up.
The thing is, that property is unencumbered by the Turtle Bay lease the way the Sheraton Hotel property was. So this is outright owned by the residents, by the taxpayers, the City of Reading residents. I'm wondering if we're going to get the most money possible for that piece of property and where that money's going to go. How is this going to benefit Reading, selling that property? What are we going to replace it with? If it's just going to go into the general fund, we just as well give it to them. And then who's going to be the final owner of that project? Is it going to be Turtle Bay? Is this just another fancy way of them taking over the whole property down there?
No. No.
Well, who's going to own it? Where's the money going to go that the City of Reading gets for that property? Are they going to replace that property, that jewel of Reading, with another jewel someplace else? Or is it just poof, it's gone?
Well, the jewel of Reading that you're talking about right now is a convention center that's not in great shape. And rodeo grounds that the Reading Rodeo Association has taken wonderful care of, but want to expand it and do a lot of nice things to it. And from what I understand, and of course I don't know all the nuances of it, that they're going to, that the Reading Rodeo Association is a plank member in this, and they're going to have a lot to say. So
they just lease that property. They don't own it.
No, they lease it. But the city does not want the rodeo to go away. So here's what I envision. And, Nick, I could be wrong, but that's why I'm going to these meetings, and this is why I've read everything they put out.
I wonder why these
meetings. Hey, Nick, I was talking. Thank you. And what I envision is I envision a big convention center that can include the Reading Rodeo in it with breakout rooms, so you can have 10,000 people in there. You can have places where people can have the breakout rooms for exhibits and all these things right there, and still maintaining what we like about Reading, but just upgrading it.
It's privately owned now.
Yeah.
But you're all for giving this property.
I didn't say giving. I'm for selling it and then having a say about what happens and then getting all the benefits from this place.
Well, I've seen these public-private projects that are going to be such a big benefit to Reading, and they usually don't come through to be as big a benefit.
Well, that's your opinion.
They should be, like Big League Dreams is a prime example.
Oh.
But my position is, if we're going to sell that property, we need to replace it with something else. I would like to see a trade with the McConnell Foundation for that property. Let's take back the 201 acres across from Turtle Bay on that flat. And the city could do something like that, put in ballparks or something over there to where it's utilized.
Well, you know what? Then I think you need to go down to those meetings and make, you know what? That may be a viable idea. I don't know. But you should go down there. You should go down there and be heard. And, you know, like I said, they're looking for input. They're not trying to do this just in a locked room by themselves.
Well, I beg to differ. I think it's a done deal, and they're just kind of soothing over the public.
Okay, Nick, thank you very much.
Have a great day.
You bet. I am going to take a break right now. And let me just say this so I can have the last word here. I don't believe the city council wants to put anything over on the city here. Every one of those people in the city council live in Reading. They're not moving. You think they're going to move Dutch Bros? They're going to move away from here? No, they want something that's going to be just strictly outstanding for the people of our community, Shasta County. And if you think of it like that, and then say, what can we do to have a word in on it? This is where we get into it. And we and people put their input in it. Maybe trading it and getting to 200 acres is a good idea. I don't know. I don't know all the nuances about it. But I, in my heart, feel that the city council, from the people I've been talking to on the city council, they want something that's going to be of huge benefit to the community and Shasta County and maybe even this region. So, okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof, led by Judy Maxwell, and she's been doing this since 1993. She is a person who takes takes exquisite care of her customers, whether it's in the insurance side or the financial side. She's got two separate groups of very highly trained professionals that are there to help you with your insurance needs and your financial advice. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, give them a call at 221-0441 or stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, State Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
All on that day, will I run to the rock? Please hide me and run to the rock. Please hide me and run to the rock. Please hide me, Lord. All on that day, put the rock right out. I can't hide you, the rock right out.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Oh, I've got till 8 o'clock here. This is my last 5 minutes here. Okay, well, you know what? I'm going to start early. Good morning, everybody. You know, usually at 8 o'clock we have... this is where I am today.
3.5 minutes, by the way.
I have 3.5 minutes. So on this Tuesday of the month, we have Shasta Regional Medical Center. And they've sent in 3 people today, and we're going to talk about... sexual assault awareness and also child abuse prevention. We'll start that. What I'm going to do is just introduce everybody, then we'll break for the news, and then we'll come back and start the show. But I'm here with, I'm going to say Lieutenant. Yeah, there we go. I see it now. Lieutenant Levi Soliday.
That's right.
And Kimberly Johnson.
Good morning.
And Dr. Dugan.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. You brought in your statistics and all that, and I'm really glad you brought in our law enforcement, too, because you guys are usually the front lines for this, and so we can discuss that. So what's this morning's show going to look like? And then we'll get into it specifically. Kimberly, okay, Dr. Dugan, I'll start with you. Well, you're pointing at him, so...
Yeah, I mean, I think 2 things we'll highlight for this month are sexual assault or sexual abuse awareness and also child abuse prevention awareness month. And we can talk about, kind of some of the local programs, what we're kind of doing, what the moving and shaking is in the community here to really assist patients or, survivors who go through those terrible experiences.
And Kimberly, where do you, and your part in this?
Yes, I'm the executive director of the Children's Legacy Center, and so we facilitate all of the forensic interviews of kiddos who have experienced sexual abuse, exploitation, severe neglect, or physical abuse. And we also have a medical exam room on site for Dr. Dugan and the forensic care team in collaboration with Shasta Community Health Center. So we work really closely with law enforcement and child welfare and the DA's office and crime victims assistance to be sure that kiddos don't have to retell their story multiple times in non-trauma-informed locations. And then we also have comprehensive behavioral health and wellness services on the other side, so we can help bring some restoration and healing in for kiddos who have experienced that.
And Lieutenant, your side note.
I'm here representing law enforcement with the City of Reading Police Department, and currently as a watch commander, we have several officers on patrol, obviously, throughout the day who respond to various calls for service, where a lot of times these investigations are kicked off by our officers on patrol who take the initial reports of these sexual assault cases and or child abuse cases and then ultimately get shipped over to our investigations division, where they get follow-up investigation work done on those cases and get assigned out to our different detectives.
Okay. Well, I have 1,000 questions, and I'm sure our listeners do. If you have a question when we get started right after the news, then you can give us a call at 605-4567 about this very, very important subject. But it's also a tragic subject when we get into that. Things that happen to children. Children deserve... a great life, and it's just not like that.
Yeah,
in many cases. Okay, we're going to take a quick break from the news, and we'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A manhunt is underway in New York City. Police searching for the gunman who opened fire this morning at a subway station in the borough of Brooklyn. At least five and perhaps as many as seven people were shot and wounded. It happened during the morning rush around 8:30 local time at the 36th Street station in Brooklyn's Sunset Park neighborhood. The suspect, wearing an orange construction vest, got away, apparently escaping on a subway train. Also, a report the suspect was wearing a gas mask at the time of the attack and that undetonated smoke devices were found at the station. The New York Post has a series of photos online showing several of the shooting victims lying on a bloodied station platform. It's not clear whether they were shot on the platform or on a train that had stopped at the station. And with cameras virtually everywhere these days, NYPD detectives will have a lot of video to review. They try to get an up-close look at the suspect and perhaps will be releasing pictures to the public. The latest inflation index shows inflation holding around a 40-year high in March. Consumer price index soared 8.5% from a year ago. The Heritage Foundation's E.J. Antoni saying there's been a litany of excuses from the Biden administration.
At first, we were told there was no inflation. Then we were told it was only transitory. Then we were told it was a high-class problem. Then we were told inflation was actually good for us. And now we're told that inflation is Russia's fault.
The biggest year-over-year increase in inflation since December 1981. Vladimir Putin's war in Ukraine may be entering a new, even more horrific phase. Ukrainian officials claim that Russian-backed forces unleashed chemical weapons on Ukrainian troops and civilians in the southern port city of Mariupol. Wall Street, the Dow is up 161 points, the Nasdaq ahead 120, and the S&P trading 26 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Mother's Day is coming, and so is the challenge. What do you give the mom that gave you everything? This Mother's Day, give the gift of a lifetime of memories, digitized forever. Hi, I'm Adam.
And I'm Nick. We started Legacy Box over a decade ago to simplify preserving footage of mom's wedding, your first steps, and all the milestone moments that made your mom, mom.
Over a million families have trusted Legacy Box to convert those meaningful moments.
Legacy Box is simple, safe, and affordable. Simply fill your Legacy Box with photos, film, and tapes. Our team of experts will do the rest.
Not to mention, you'll get back your originals and new digital copies on DVDs, thumb drive, or the cloud, ready to relive and share for generations.
Make your mom feel extra special this Mother's Day with what Real Simple calls the perfect gift.
Visit LegacyBox.com/LBox to get early access to our Mother's Day sale. That's LegacyBox.com/LBox for an unbelievable deal. LegacyBox.com/LBox.
Looking to avoid default, Sri Lanka planning to suspend its foreign debt repayments.
Sri Lanka's foreign exchange reserves dropped below $2 billion at the end of March, and the country is struggling to afford food, fuel, and medicines. About $4 billion of foreign debt repayments are due this year. The government is due to start talks with the International Monetary Fund for a loan program next week. Sri Lanka is facing its worst economic crisis since independence from Britain, with rolling power cuts and import curbs. The worsening shortage of basic supplies has triggered protests across the country, with the demonstrators demanding the resignation of President Gotabaya Rajapaksa.
That's BBC's Embarrassing Eddie Rajan. An Israeli police officer shot and killed a Palestinian man who had stabbed him. Happened in southern Israel early today, the latest in a series of deadly incidents during the month of Ramadan. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. A change in strategy for one big-time political donor.
The nonprofit that distributed most of the $350 million Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg donated to election offices in 2020 says it will not disperse similar donations this year. Instead, the Center for Technology and Civic Life says it is launching a different program. The new program, called U.S. Alliance for Election Excellence, will be an $80 million five-year program with the goal of creating a network where local election officials from throughout the nation can apply for aid to improve their technology and processes. The Zuckerberg donations in 2020 were criticized by some conservatives who theorized the so-called Zucker bucks helped tilt the presidential election toward Joe Biden. I'm Mike Grossia.
Recapping the hour's lead story, 13 people hurt, at least 5 of them shot at a New York City subway station this morning. Happened during the morning rush hour, the station in the borough of Brooklyn. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're on Monday through Friday, Free Fire Radio, from 7 to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday, followed by Armstrong and Getty, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin. On the weekends, we have many, many, many shows, local shows, and the that have our people with different ideas about different things, and it ranges from veterans issues to politics to mental health to Bitcoin trading. So all of that here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Jared's at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
What's it look like for weather?
Currently 36 degrees. Today it's going to be sunny with a chance of showers later on tonight with a high of 59, a low of 37. Tomorrow it says rain or possibly snow likely, then showers, high of 58, a low of 44. On Thursday, showers likely with a high of 57, a low of 45. Friday, showers likely with a high of 64, a low of 49. On Saturday, it says showers likely mainly before noon, then mostly cloudy, with a high of 62, a low of 41. And on Sunday, a slight chance of showers with a high around 70 and a low around 45.
Okay. Hey, weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They're great people down there. They really treat their customers well. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Now, before we even start the show, they left me two more tickets for the Turtle Bay free admission. Remember, King Tut's going. Today is the 25th anniversary of the Paul Bunyan Outdoor Park. And if you'd like to go see King Tut, and this thing is, this is like a international exhibition here. And it's come right here to Turtle Bay. Give us a call at 605-4567. Casey Fatch has joined us because this is the Shasta Regional Medical Center's hour. And I think this is going to be a fascinating subject. Sad, but fascinating today. So thanks a lot.
Well, thank you. Good morning, everybody, and thanks for having us. I still have to say I feel like I'm kind of in the twilight zone after that weather report. So just trying to get over that.
Should have been with me yesterday. This is balmy. Balmy.
Yeah. Well, glad to hear we got some rain coming in when we need it.
I even showed pictures and I got my oohs and ahs of it. Ooh, you're out in that. Yeah. Anyway,
yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, so today we're gonna talk about as we go through the year, we look at the different months because we do a once a month show, and we try to come up with subject matters related to that month, whatever medical condition, and so we kind of thought that this month, being April, and some of the conditions, medical conditions that are out there, really weren't real pertinent. We did see one, and that was Child Abuse and Neglection Month. And so we thought we're thinking along the lines of more of some community information here. And so we brought some experts in with us. My hat's off to you guys for what you do. And so I guess we'll just
okay.
Go ahead and take
yeah,
it away
we
from
introduced
there.
I introduced them in the last segment.
Great.
And so let's just start with Kimberly. Kimberly Johnson, who has the Children Legacy Center.
Yes, sir.
Okay, why don't you pull that up in front of you. Y'all going to have to move that around a little bit, and we're going to move this one over to Levi. Okay. And in case you're just tuning in, you head up the Children Legacy Center, which is a Can you explain it one more time?
Absolutely. We are a local nonprofit that mm-hmm. is based on a model called the Children's Advocacy Center. So we started out with a priority of just really ensuring that kiddos were not having to go to multiple locations to retell the story of their abuse and trauma.
And that has been a problem. I mean, they get interviewed by the police, and they can be interviewed four or five different times from different groups of people, and they have to relive it every time.
That's correct. And that's really just on the part of the investigation. That's not assuming, you know, once it actually, if the case goes on to trial and the need to potentially testify. I mean, we counted, and in some cases, kids were having to retell their story as many as 11 times. And so, yeah, so all of these partner agencies that were a part of having to see kids experience this trauma were really the ones that said, we need something different in our community. We need a better way to serve kids. And so I just got to the privilege of being a part of this project. And we opened our doors January 5th of 2021. And we also, on top of forensic interviewing, we also provide on-site forensic medical exams, which has been done in collaboration with Shasta Community Health Center and Dr. Dugan and the forensic care team. And so, yeah, that's a lot of what we do as an organization.
Good. Okay. And then Dr. Dugan, you're the kind of like the pivot man here in the team.
Good morning. Yeah. I run the forensic care team. I actually founded it. And prior to that, we were doing child abuse exams before we started including adults. So we really have a history of doing child abuse exams. And that includes child physical abuse, sexual abuse, neglect, et cetera. Kimberly and I were actually at the same meeting all those years ago
mm-hmm.
When the founders kind of came together and said, hey, this is a model that works. This is a model that will, decrease the re-traumatization of children. And on my end, it will enhance medical services and treatment provided to these patients. And so we got together. Shasta Community Health Center has just been backing this project heavily, since its inception years and years ago. And so here we are today working together as a community.
What age group are we talking about here?
So the youngest child we've ever served was less than one on the medical exam side. And the oldest that we have served is 20 years old on the forensic interviewing side
mm-hmm.
because we also served adults that have any sort of developmental delays as well.
Okay.
So all it's right. quite a range.
And Lieutenant Holliday. It's Holliday. yeah, that's what you get. Lieutenant Holliday, what's your part in this?
So, law enforcement's part in this, obviously, if we respond, if officers get dispatched to a call for service, let's say of a child abuse type investigation, they're going to arrive and they're going to assess what they have, talk to any witnesses potentially, identify who the victims are, and depending on the age of those victims and what the circumstances are behind that case, previously, when I first started, the patrol officer would potentially get an initial statement sometimes from that victim, depending on their age. Or we would just take an initial report, not talk to the victim, and then send it over to detectives. And then detectives would later follow up and then interview that child. And, not looking back at it, as a law enforcement, we didn't realize, me personally, didn't realize how many times sometimes these kids have to be interviewed with. Because once we're done with our part of it, then child welfare or Children's Family Services get involved, social workers, then they interview kids, and then so on and so forth. DA's offices, their investigators potentially sometimes have to interview them. So this is more of a one-stop shop. So how this looks now is if we identify a victim of child abuse and they need to be interviewed, we set up that interview at the Children's Legacy Center. And then we have all of the stakeholders attend that interview. Members from our detectives, members from child welfare services, members from the medical community, as well as the DA's office. And the idea is to get all of the answers.
Do you have a separate interviewer? Like Kimberly would be in there interviewing, but you'd have all the questions that they'd want, and you have your piece in, and they said, could you, follow up on this?
Exactly.
Is that
exactly
the way
right.
it works?
Yeah,
yes.
I don't know about the earpiece, but it seems like
the earpiece is actually exactly how it works.
That's it. Seems to me would be a good idea. So,
you have all the stakeholders basically in a room who are monitoring the interview with just the forensic interviewer and the victim.
Okay, got it.
And then there's input by everybody at the table who can ask questions or have questions answered that cover their perspective or their what they need to know.
Yeah, for their area of influence right there. Okay. Hey, I'm here with Casey Fatch, who, of course, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, wanted to highlight the what's going on with our Sexual Assault Awareness Month and also our Child Abuse Prevention Month, and he's brought in a great crew of experts here. We've got to take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. You know, if you've had a life-changing injury at work and you're not getting the assistance you need, give Patrick Gorman a call, 262-2168, for a free consultation. Patrick is a fighter, a former 101st Air Assault Infantryman, a former law enforcement officer, got his law degree, went to work for the insurance companies in workers' comp and saw the light and came over to the, you know, to a private practice. And if you're not getting the treatment you should get, give Patrick a call. Insurance companies have lots of lawyers. You need one that's going to fight for you. Patrick Gorman, 262-2168 today. We'll be right back.
Nights in white satin, never reaching the end. Letters I've written, never meaning to send.
Did you know the role of district attorney is as important as our sheriff? It's true. The district attorney is an underappreciated office that protects our community. Law enforcement officers make the arrests, but it's the DA that decides if the suspect is prosecuted. That's why we need Eric Jensen for district attorney. Eric Jensen's an experienced attorney who shares our conservative values and will ensure the office of district attorney is both transparent and accountable to us, the people. Join me in voting Eric Jensen for district attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Ah, this is so frustrating.
What's up?
Well, I'm trying to order my wedding invitations on Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it.
Huh?
If you're thinking of buying wedding invitations online, don't do it. Call Minuteman Press of Reading and keep that business local. Planning a wedding is tough enough without hassling with details like invitations. Minuteman Press of Reading is a full-service printer that will handle your cards from design to printing to envelopes. And their staff is super friendly and knowledgeable and can help you get what you really want.
You got the number?
It's 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Call now.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians, so you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Our faith, family, and freedoms are under attack, and these last 2 years have shown we can't rely on government bureaucrats to defend us. It's time for local conservative citizens to step up and stop politics as usual. It's time for Eric Jensen. Eric Jensen will ensure the Office of District Attorney is both transparent and accountable to the people of Shasta County, not some fellow political cronies. As a mother and a concerned citizen, I'm voting Eric Jensen for District Attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
In the morning you go gunning for the man who stole.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindabot. This portion of the show brought to you by Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance. I'm probably be going down there today after climbing and hanging on sides of mountains. In a, again, a futile attempt to shoot a turkey. I think if I really want to harvest a turkey, I'm going to go down to Cornerstone Community Bank and just sit in a parking lot because they're all over the place and maybe run over one. Yeah, but it has nothing to do with Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance, except I've got those strains and sprains and I need to be helped. So I go down to see Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang. They're there to get people back into shape. They're very experienced working with the U.S. Olympic gymnastics team, pro football, and many others. They're down in the Sunset Shopping Center at 3673 Eureka Way. You can give them a call at 533-5030, 533-5030 today. I'm with, we're talking sexual assault of children, sexual assault programs, child abuse prevention programs here. Casey Fatch from Shasta Regional Medical Center, the CEO there, has put together a group of experts. And I'm here with Lieutenant Levi Soliday, Kimberly Johnson, and Dr. Dugan. We were talking about what happens. The idea being is that if a child had been molested or abused, that they used to have to go through a almost like a an escalating group of people, dozens of people, to tell their story time after time after time. So Kimberly put together, with friends and other help, the Children Legacy Center. So the child, once the child's been identified as being a victim, only has to be spoken to once with everybody, all the stakeholders, as Lieutenant Soliday said. And all listening, she literally has the old earpiece in so that she can do follow-up questions. And then, Dr. Dugan, are you there usually also for this?
Yes.
So you can also this because you're an expert. So what have we seen as the results of this, Kimberly, putting all this together? Has there been, or anybody, really? The results, how's this work?
Yeah, that's
you've been doing it for, you've had a year anniversary in January.
Yes, we have. So nationwide, there's about 900 children's advocacy center models across the United States. And one of the pieces of the model that's really important is having really clear data collection. And, you know, some of these cases can take a few years to ultimately be prosecuted or go through whatever process they're going to go through. So I think we're probably 2 years out from seeing the full effect in terms of the increase in prosecution rates, things like that. But what we do know is that across the 900 children's advocacy centers nationwide, there's an average of a 97% increase in prosecution rates in communities that have a model such as this one. And that's just simply by nature of the collaborative effort, not just that takes place for the forensic interview, but we also do monthly case review where each of our partner agencies are able to bring specific cases to the table, and all of the partners come around and meet and discuss important details of the case to be able to aid in prosecution and ultimately restoration of the child and non-offending family. But Dr. D, I think you have some stats in terms of prosecution rates on some of your side with strangulation. Is that correct?
Yeah, there were some statistics put out by from data from the district attorney's office. And, you know, when you're taking account DV and strangulation, the rate that charges were filed went up, was 160% the first year after we opened that clinic. So, you know, again, I'm just, you know, neutral medical expert, but I'm a mandated reporter. And if I see a patient, we disclose that mandated reporting status, and then we forward it on to law enforcement, and they do their job. And so, but that data came from the DA's office, has been presented, you know, statewide to show. And we're not the only county with similar data. There are other counties with similar models that also saw the same results.
Yeah.
Now, Lieutenant, you guys are usually the first ones, and you see it. You may go to a house for a totally different reason, but you're trained to look for this. So when you see this, that's when the process starts. And sometimes, I mean, it's obvious if there's bruises or cuts or a broken arm or something like
right.
that.
Yeah, it varies. It varies from either physical abuse, neglect, general neglect. The living conditions of the residents may be so deplorable that, you know, physical abuse isn't happening where the child is being battered, but the living conditions are so horrific that...
No running water, the place is horrendously bad, it could be drugs going on in the house.
Exactly.
Things like that, but the child's not being abused per se, it's
correct.
Just, it's his lifestyle or
right.
her lifestyle is not conducive to even make it up into school and all this.
Yes, and then that's when we assess those situations and then make proper determination of what course of action we're going to take from there. Is this rise to the level of we're going to remove these children or this child from this environment like now? Or is this going to, are we going to just get the ball rolling, so to speak, and do follow-up visits with them, get them in touch with some services, see what they can do, depending on these circumstances. They're, like
yeah,
I said, there's
some
a wise...
Some of them it could be if you get them to a social service that gives them the help.
Right.
It can fix this.
Right.
But now, what kind of training do you give your officers?
So our officers... get a lot of training in child abuse. There's numerous classes that's offered throughout the state on specifically to child abuse investigations. All of our detectives that work child abuse cases go to interview and interrogation schools to learn how to better interview potential suspects who are creating these problems for these kids. And you have to realize, our stance is holding the responsibles accountable for what they're doing to these children. And that is like our angle on, we want to put the best case together to hold these people accountable for what horrible things they're doing to these kids. So, our detectives get specialized training in interview and interrogations, general child abuse investigations, sexual assault investigations, and our officers on patrol also get some of those classes and some of that training as well during their careers. So it's there's a lot to it, and there are a lot of classes.
We take this seriously.
Absolutely, absolutely. It is okay. Very. It is one of the most intense type of investigations mm-hmm. That we will be a part of, especially on the very most extreme cases where
I don't even want to think about right. the most extreme cases. I can imagine we've read about them.
Yeah, and
here in Redding, River City.
And you have to realize too, we're all human beings, and our officers and our detectives and our supervisors and all of our staff at the police department take these cases extremely serious, and we do the best that we can for each of these victims and these families, because it impacts, one case impacts multiple people. And you have to realize when we talk numbers, just in our quarter alone from January 1st to March 31st this year, we've already investigated 67 cases of child abuse. And that ranges from physical child abuse to neglect to sexual assault child abuse. So, you're on track for 250 plus cases a year. Just for the city of Redding.
Yeah.
That's not counting Anderson Police Department, Shasta mm-hmm. County Sheriff's Office. That's just within our city limits. So it's huge. It's big numbers, yeah. And it's a lot of work.
Well, that leads me to my next question, Kimberly. Then, does Anderson work with you, the city of Anderson, and in the Sheriff's Department, do they work with you also?
Yes, so we serve all local jurisdictions. So the Sheriff's Office, Shasta County Sheriff's Office, Redding Police Department, Anderson Police Department, but we can also take courtesy interviews from outside counties. So we've had cases as far away as I think Colorado, but that looks like they're calling into most often Redding Police Department for a referral, and RPD sort of takes point on it as at a local level, but the case is actually being investigated and prosecuted out of state. And we've also done interviews in collaboration with the FBI as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. We're here talking about the agencies that we have set up right here in Reading to help children that have been physically abused, neglected, sexually assaulted. We have our medical authorities work closely with our law enforcement, and then our new, well, it's a year old, our new Children's Legacy Center, which is there to protect the children, but also to get the information and to make sure we get the right information. Sometimes things, the way things look, aren't the way they really are. So it's important, though, the bottom line is take care of the kids. And when we come back, you've got statistics there. I just can't wait to ask you about them.
Yeah.
And because I really think that, you know, when we look at it, well, how big a problem is this? Well, it's a big enough problem that we're spending a lot of time, effort, and expenditure of resources. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at River Commons Senior Living. And we should have a story on that. We should do a show on elder abuse, too, at some point, because I have a feeling that that's a problem out there, too, from just anecdotal evidence I hear from people. We'll do that. But River Commons Senior Living, you don't have to worry about that. This is not an assisted living facility. This is a great place. Super living accommodations. It's Northern California's premier retirement community. Think about this. Great living conditions. It's pet friendly, so you can bring your pets with you. Gourmet chefs take care of all the food. You don't have to worry about painting your house, the sprinklers going off at the wrong time, any of this. It's just you're surrounded by people that are lively and friendly, and allows you then to leave your stuff safely, and you can go on visits and visit the family, take trips. For more information, talk to Brian Martin at 238-5981 and arrange a personalized tour. Have lunch. See what it's really like down there. See why the people at River Commons Senior Living in downtown Reading worry less, smile more. We'll be right back.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and a tap house rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House, pizza, pasta, grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM. And 1460 AM. Kimberly just said something. I'm not even going to talk about it, Kimberly, because it will cement forever into some people's minds, women and
it will.
Machinery.
Please so don't.
I won't mention
that. That would be great.
8:35 in the morning, about 38 degrees out there here on the 12th of April, 2020. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop is in the place to get your haircut. I've been getting my haircut since I moved here. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointments only. It's a pleasurable event to go in there, get your haircut. It's man's last stronghold. Yeah. It doesn't mean that women don't bring in their kids to get their hair cut, and it's absolutely okay. And I guess if you're a woman and you wanted to get your hair cut there, it is absolutely fine. I must warn you, though, that you must be ready for that buzz cut or something like this, but maybe that's what you want. Cypress Square Barbershop, right across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. All right, I'm here with Kimberly Johnson and Lieutenant Levi Soliday and Dr. Dugan, and we're talking sexual assault awareness, child abuse prevention, and this is all put together by Casey Fatch, who's with us also, the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. We talked about the Children Legacy Center and why that's so important. So the children, when they are questioned by a forensic, interviewer,
yep.
And that's usually Kimberly. It's
one of my staff, yeah.
Or one of your staff.
Yes.
So they only have to tell their story one time instead of 11, 12, 15 times. What happens then? The defense attorney obviously is able to talk to the child. Now, are there people there safeguarding the child? I know the answer to this, but are there like you're there or some of your people are there, maybe even Dr. Dugan who's with us, is there?
Absolutely, yes. And the prosecutor from the DA's office is almost always on site. And if they're not able to be on site, then they're able to live stream the interview and still feed questions in. In terms of the prosecutorial process, it sort of follows. For us, we're really a part of more of the investigation side. And so I may kick this one over to Levi because you know more about kind of the investigations and then how that gets passed over then to the DA's office.
Yeah, so what typically would occur is we interview all the witnesses that we identify, the victim, any suspects in the case, depending on the circumstances, and then we work closely with our district attorney's office, and we package that investigation up, if you will, once we get to a point where it's complete, and we'll send it to the district attorney's office for their review or filing of any charges if we've made an arrest in the case or just depending on circumstances. But we work very closely with the DA's office in these types of cases, and and moving the case through the court process at that point.
Okay. We've got a caller. Richard, good morning.
Good morning.
You have a question?
I've got a comment. About 40 years ago, this child abuse neglect really took off, at least in the county where I was in the Southland. And there was a Lynn McFarlane at Children's Institute International in West L.A. And she actually coached these children in this McMartin preschool case as to how they were molested by these female preschool teachers. They all did a real good job there at CCI. They got the family business ruined. They got the mother and her son, her adult son, involved in a huge criminal case. It took about 24 months to resolve. They were end up broke, and all of it proved to be false. It was put together by a radical feminist group in L.A. County in Children's Services, and it proved to be completely fraudulent. Sterling got off. She had nothing held against her. Her degrees weren't, license wasn't taken away. She actually authored a book or two after that. People have to be careful. When parents are accused of neglect, they prove it as a constant, ongoing basis.
Yeah.
Hey, Richard, not one incident.
Okay, Richard, they're very familiar with this, and they'd like to talk about that. But thank you very much, because you're right, this system can be abused.
Yeah.
And it has been in the past, more than just that one case you're talking about.
Grandmothers want money to gain custody of a grandchild.
Yeah.
It means money from Social Security.
Yeah.
All right,
I got it. Okay, right. We're going to let them answer this. Okay, thanks very much for the phone call.
I'm really grateful that Richard actually brought up the McMartin preschool case, because it ultimately was one of the catalysts for what's called certified forensic interviewer training, child forensic interviewer training, which is what my whole staff is trained in, what many law enforcement officers in our community are trained in. And the McMartin preschool case is actually discussed at every CFIT training, which I attended in 2018. And so the case, like what you said, it was in the 80s. It lasted 7 years, and it cost about $15 million. It was the longest and most expensive case, criminal case in the history of the United States legal system, and ultimately resulted in no convictions. And so...
Well, because children are children, and they can be led down a path, which is, from what I understand in McMartin case, is what happened there. I may be wrong, but...
I mean, I think what's important about the McMartin case, I asked our forensic interview trainer when I was attending CFIT training in 2018, I said, do we have any way of really knowing what's happened in the McMartin preschool case? Is there any real way to know what happened? And she ultimately said no, because of that reason exactly. I mean, these kids were so young, and by the time it actually went to trial, I mean, they were preteens at that point. And
yeah.
So how much of the narrative, it's hard for us to think of, we think of a memory that we're told as a child, or maybe a photo, and it's hard for us to know or recognize what's the actual real memory that's mine that I remember versus
yeah.
what's been told to me or what I see in a photo.
My sister and I will remember the same event, so totally opposite, just like I'm sure all of us do.
Absolutely.
She's a few years younger than me.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, so it's got to be not just protecting the children, but it's also got to be protecting the parents' rights too.
100. Well, and it's to protect the entirety of the system and the process. And so, yes. So I'm so glad that somebody brought up McMartin preschool, because ultimately it's what catalyzed this movement to ensure that that does not happen to children or to small businesses, just like what Richard was saying.
Yeah, or families.
Yeah. Or families.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. Now you have some statistics over there. Is this for so let's hear them.
Okay. So there's sort of two separate categories of data. I think that anytime we're communicating about data, It's something that needs to be done with an extraordinary amount of transparency and integrity. So I'm actually going to talk about the data in two separate categories. So one of them is the forensic interviewing, which is the primary conversation we've been having this morning.
Mm-hmm.
So in 2021, from January 5th to December 31st, the Children's Legacy Center did 138 forensic interviews. And year to date in 2022, we've done 32 so far. So since we opened our doors, we've done 170 forensic interviews of kiddos ages 3 years old to 18, but it also includes two 20-year-old adults with developmental delays.
Okay.
So that's on the interviewing side.
Right.
On the forensic care team and the medical exam side, Dr. Dugan and his team, and in collaboration with Shasta Regional Medical Center and Shasta Community Health Center and Mercy Medical Center, multiple partners, performed 169 forensic medical exams. But this is from ages zero all the way through. It's what we call cradle to grave. So it's kids and adults. So 169 total were performed, and that's actually across 9 counties. So that's one of the things that's really important to know about Shasta, is because we're so centrally located and surrounded by multiple rural and even frontier communities, these other counties often rely on us for our forensic medical exams here in Shasta. So 169 exams were performed in 2021. And I think the year-to-date number for forensic medical exams, oh, yeah, I just have it. It's 29. So at the Children's Legacy Center specifically of minors in 2022, we have done 29 forensic medical exams year-to-date.
Okay.
That's a lot of numbers that I just threw at you.
Well, no, but it gives us an idea of, you know, how many, you know, how much this occurs.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that every case is of abuse in this, but it has to be investigated. And I'm going to get back. I want to talk to Dr. Dugan about this. I've got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. All your tobacco accessories, all the tobacco products that you can think of, including the finest walk-in humidor in Northern California, right there at Tobacco and Brew. Not only that, they have frontline seats for the Cool April Nights cruise. Right there. Shelly and RC take care of their friends there on that one, but they do so much also for our 501s, our nonprofits. They help out in so many different ways. They've been there for over 30 years. It's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Saturday. We'll be right back.
Did you know the role of district attorney is as important as our sheriff? It's true. The district attorney is an underappreciated office that protects our community. Law enforcement officers make the arrests, but it's the DA that decides if the suspect is prosecuted. That's why we need Eric Jensen for district attorney. Eric Jensen's an experienced attorney who shares our conservative values and will ensure the office of district attorney is both transparent and accountable to us, the people. Join me in voting Eric Jensen for district attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Everyone should feel safe in Shasta County, period. This is Baron Browning. Being a father and a Marine, and the Mayor of Anderson has taught me that effective leadership comes from the willingness to put your own agenda aside and communicate with everyone. The people of Anderson did just that, and together we've made it one of the greatest and safest communities to live in. Let's make sure that all of our public safety personnel are not hamstrung with low funding and staffing by providing them the resources needed to keep our community safe. Vote Baron Browning for Shasta County Supervisor, District 5.
Paid for by the committee to elect Baron Browning for Supervisor 2022.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you. like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Our faith, family, and freedoms are under attack, and these last 2 years have shown we can't rely on government bureaucrats to defend us. It's time for local conservative citizens to step up and stop politics as usual. It's time for Eric Jensen. Eric Jensen will ensure the Office of District Attorney is both transparent and accountable to the people of Shasta County, not some fellow political cronies. As a mother and a concerned citizen, I'm voting Eric Jensen for District Attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM 1460. It's the Carl Botten, Kimberly Johnson show. Yeah, those things are microphones. They get turned on occasionally.
Sorry,
thank God we didn't tell the story. No, that's okay. She was dancing over there. I'm here with Lieutenant Levi Soliday, Kimberly Johnson from the Children's Legacy Center, and Dr. Dugan, who is the one that helped put the Children's Legacy Center together along with Kimberly. And Dr. Dugan, you're the one that does all the examinations.
I do, yeah. I'm about 90%. Yeah,
about 90% of them. What do you find when you're making these examinations? I mean, obviously, you know, where you think it's so obvious, but then again, maybe it's not.
Correct. And, you know, just anecdotally, about half of the consults I get that come from the ERs or, you know, schools, law enforcement, whoever, you know, wherever these are coming from, parents bringing their kids in with concerns. I'd say about half of them, I'm saying it's not abuse, right? You know, I'm clarifying that these are injuries that are sustained during normal childhood, you know, play. And so, you know, really wanted to clarify that. And my job as a medical examiner is just to really, you know, connect the dots, right? Are the injuries that I see before me or lack of injuries consistent with the history provided? That's really what my job kind of boils down to. My job isn't to say who did it or, you know, point directions, point fingers. No, it's just, are the injuries that I see or lack thereof consistent with the history provided? Yes, no, or in between. And so that's kind of where my job is. And children's bodies are resilient. So oftentimes if we don't see the child within the first, you know, 5 to 7 days, most of the injuries are healed. That goes for injuries to the body, injuries to the vagina, injuries to the anus, injuries, you know, to other parts of the body that there's a lot of public misconceptions that if an injury takes place, there's going to be, you know, some permanent disfigurement or changes. But most of the time, I mean, overwhelmingly, the body heals. Of course, you might have some scarring in your arm or other places like that, but nearly all children, you know, will fully recover from those injuries.
So sexual assault, you've got to catch that kind of then. Otherwise, then it becomes impossible to tell forensically.
Correct. And actually, if it's been more than 5 to 7 days, 98% of children fully heal. So it's an insanely high number that heal, and that's because our bodies are designed to do that. I mean, if we think about it, I mean, you know, people give birth eventually, right? You know, at least women do. So, you know, our bodies are designed to do these amazing things and take a lot of trauma and then heal.
And as far as the investigation side, we rely on the expert observations and findings from doctors such as Dr. Dugan to help in putting that case together. So if we have the evidence and that supports what Dr. Dugan finds in his exam, we rely on what his report and what his observations are to tie that whole case together and to push it forward if it justifies that.
Dr. Dugan, do you find, because from what I understand, you look at the history of a child, and if you see, you know, broken bones that weren't taken care of, or, I mean, that's usually the most traumatic, but other things like that that it raises your suspicions. What happens then?
So at that point, if we do suspect because of the California's mandated reporting laws, I'll go ahead and report it to law enforcement or report it to Children's Services report my findings. And then, of course, we if we need to, make appropriate referrals for treatment of those injuries, or we, you know, render the treatment ourselves if it's, you know, within our scope. And so that's kind of the process of how it happens. And we just really are there just to make sure the patients get the right diagnosis and treatment.
Do you, I had a very active childhood. You know, I broke both my wrists. I've got stitches. I had a lot of stitches. Yet nothing was ever said to my parents. Well, of course, they weren't doing that to me. But that's one of the things you're trained in, too, though, is to look at that for active kids that get into these things.
Correct. And there's actually a robust amount of evidence out there and studies because this field has a dedicated subspecialty, child abuse pediatrics. So we rely on a plethora of literature out there from across the world in making these, you know, determinations. And a lot of the literature focuses on what's normal for a child, what's a normal injury. And I got to tell you, I have had a lot of cases where the referral was made because somebody suspected abuse, and I'm the one saying it's not. Kids just do funny things. You know, I've seen kids with crazy injuries from just doing, you know, the random activity things that we do as children. And
I thought I could stick my head through these bars.
Yeah, exactly. Or, you know, fall on something and, you know, have a really bad laceration, you know, or, you know, jump off something, fall off something, and they break an arm or, you know, break another bone in their body. So
that's what kids do.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But, you know, literature focuses on infants, right? Like, we know a two-month-old's not going to just randomly break their arm or get up, walk around, and fall off, right? I mean, mm-hmm. you know, that's where a lot of the focus is with this literature, is especially on those younger ages who aren't able to disclose their injuries. And a lot of it, when you think about it, it's common sense. I mean, I'm sure everybody in this room has had children. I mean, your child just didn't suddenly have, you know, bruising to the face, handprint marks when they were 1 month old, or, mm-hmm. you know, multiple fractures to the ribs, right? I mean, just babies don't do that kind of stuff.
The baby shaking, which is where somebody gets so frustrated, they take the baby and they shake it, and it can cause death, but it can mm-hmm. cause all types of injuries. Do we see much of that?
So actually, most babies that are shaken won't have any injuries. There's actually been some literature that looks at the rate of shaking of children. Some are up to like 2-4% of parents at some point do it. But we know that, you know, I think there's like 1,500 cases nationwide. So it's actually relatively uncommon.
But the ones yeah, but the ones you see are the ones that yeah. make it into the papers and all that.
Correct.
I don't even know where to go to next. What needs to come out, Kimberly?
I would love to piggyback off of kind of what Dr. Dugan was saying and just sort of speak to just his work in our community and the work of Shasta Community Health Center that has really paved the way, that has allowed him to be able to quote literature like this, you know, so easily. I mean, Dr. Dugan and his family moved here from Hawaii just to be he came to be a pediatrician. He wasn't planning on becoming an expert in this field, and just started noticing a need in our community. And as a result, has become an expert, not just in Shasta County, but ultimately nationwide. I mean, he's providing literal trainings. I think you provided a training for somebody in like Turkey or something.
Yeah,
like
coast to coast.
Yeah, all over the world. And it's really because of the fact that he saw this need in our community and met the need. And so he's done an extraordinary amount of work, and Dean Germano and the team at Shasta Community Health Center have just given him an extraordinary amount of latitude to be able to pursue this work in our community that is so vitally important. And so, yeah, so we're just really grateful for Dr. Dugan and the work that he's
Well, we all
does.
Are.
Yeah. We all are, absolutely.
Dr. Dugan's been on the show before. And let's go. Hey, Casey, I really appreciate you putting this together.
Yeah, can we just do one thing, though,
sure.
real fast? Where would a parent go if they felt that they needed help dealing with these feelings?
Meaning if it was something
they're struggling with and having you know, having trouble. Maybe they're raising the child by themselves. They're frustrated, or maybe there's some contributor. Something. You know, where would they go here to so we can kind
they're
of
like
get ahead
that
of
one
it.
Scream get, away
get ahead
from
of it.
Now.
Yes,
yeah.
There's actually Shasta County is amazing in that how many resources have really sprung up in the last several years. I just did a commercial with Wendy Dickens on Help Me Grow, which is serves children 0 to 8 and their families. And it focuses on, you know, appropriate developmental levels, because a risk factor for, you know, a parent you know, just losing their cool, right, and hurting their child is an inappropriate or an unrealistic expectation for what the child can actually do developmentally. We also have Pathways to Hope, which actually has parent partners embedded through multiple facilities of the community, and they will assist parents from everything, from finding housing, taking care of your child safely, job placement, et cetera. I mean, I could be on here all day long talking about stories of how these parent
and
partners
is,
have helped people
is
up.
Pathways to Hope.
Yep, and yeah. I'm board chair.
Maybe we could get some numbers up on the website or something.
Yeah,
or
we can do that. In fact, if you could follow up, somebody could follow up with me with the phone numbers. We'll put it up on Facebook, and we'll put it up on the website, too.
Perfect.
Casey, thanks a lot for putting this together.
My pleasure. It's a great group.
I'd like to do a show on sexual trafficking. I mean, if it's a 2-hour show, let it be a 2-hour show. We're on the I-5.
Yes.
We have a big problem. Right. We have a porous border. And you think, well, that's where it probably all comes from, but that's not true. You know, how many children end up missing each year or young adults, and they end up in the sex trafficking trade?
Well, to lighten the mood, though, I think it should be sponsored by Carl's new power washing company.
My new power washing. And by the way, my chief instructor is Kimberly Johnson.
I'm never
going to
live this down.
Kimberly Johnson is my chief instructor and mechanic.
See, Carl's not going to say anything, but Casey might. Casey wants to tell my terrible story.
Oh, no, I don't.